Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ross Tucker has been on pretty much all our shows at one time or another here at The Fan. I like him very much. He's never shy with an opinion. And his opinion of this Aaron Rodgers thing and the Steelers quarterback room as a whole, or quarterback, the, you know, the way they've gone about trying to shore up the room, well, we'll let it speak for itself. He says on Good Morning Football, "These are the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? And they're still waiting for this guy to decide if he wants to play." We have this?
I got it.
I thought you didn't have it, and I was trying to cover up for you limits. You're busy practicing your clarinet, and I'm out here trying to do a show. All right, let's hear it.
Here's Ross.
They shouldn't be waiting at all anymore. They should have moved on yesterday, or actually before the draft. Every team with every decision is making a cost-benefit analysis.
Okay.
For Aaron Rodgers, what is the potential benefit? Maybe win a playoff game? I doubt it, by the way. They're not beating the Bills or the Chiefs or the Ravens. Meanwhile, what's the negative? They're still a year further away from finally figuring out their long-term answer at the position post Big Ben. Then you have all the weird interviews and everything that goes along with Aaron Rodgers.
Interviews.
This is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're still waiting for this guy to decide if he wants to play. By the way, if a guy's waiting this long to decide whether or not they want to play, they don't really want to play. I think he wants to stay relevant, so I think he will play for the Steelers. But this doesn't make any sense, either short-term or long-term, for Pittsburgh, in my mind.
I just agree with everything he said. Do you? At 412-928-9370. And I'm not gonna go much deeper into the Aaron Rodgers stuff today because I can't take it anymore. Limits. It's like when your family was listening to you practice the clarinet. I'm sure they wanted you to practice more, but they also wanted you to stop.
Yes, hot cross buns on the recorder and the clarinet were some of the most frequent songs that were being
uttered.
What are
the other songs that we learned when we're first? There's a classic one that I can't think of the name.
Yeah,
of.
There is. I can't remember. It probably tells you because I didn't practice very much that I can't remember what songs I was supposed to be playing.
Songs you learn when beginning an instrument, I'm typing into Google. There's one that's just classic. What is it? The texters will get it at 928-9370. It's on the tip of my tongue. And when my parents wanted me to play the piano, they wanted me to, well, I did play the trumpet, as I mentioned, and the trombone. And I think I mentioned that the French name is a sackbutt. Did I limit?
Just once or twice, yes.
Yeah. Hot cross buns is on here, of course.
Hot cross buns is so easy. It's like,
that's exactly it.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah. Every
family that has ever had a kid play an instrument has had to suffer through that song. What's the worst instrument that a family has to listen to, especially in a small house?
The tuba, probably the tuba.
I think it's the violin.
Really?
Yeah, the horrifying screeching sound of someone who can't play the violin.
Oh, if it's played well enough, like there's somebody at our church that plays the violin like maybe twice a year and it sounds like really nice and everybody gets up and claps for her.
It's a beautiful instrument when played well.
Could you imagine the screeching of the violin though?
Yeah, we heard it from, I think, every kid, and we have five of them in my household played either the violin or the viola, which I still don't know the difference between the two. And it was horrifying. We all had to pretend it wasn't because, you know, they're out there giving it the old college try. So you couldn't laugh or yell at them to stop, right?
The old college try in the fifth grade trying to play the viola and the violin.
But Ross Tucker's exactly right. I mean, this has become embarrassing. It really has. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, there is no deadline, I guess, training camp. But it's just, it's ridiculous. And when he says that, these are the Pittsburgh Steelers just waiting on this guy who sounds like he's extremely torn on whether he wants to devote a reasonable amount of his time to professional football.
Little Brown Jug and Mary Had a Little Lamb are some of the songs that are being pointed out.
Yeah. Little Brown Jug, you're right.
I'm with you. If Rodgers was so all in on football and so football dedicated, that was one thing that nobody knocked Russell Wilson for. Like, you could tell that guy just flat out loves football, consumes it on a daily basis, and makes it his life's passion.
Who do you think's going to be better this year, Justin Fields or Kenny Pickett? If let's say Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph all start, who has the best year?
You got to think about the situations that they're around too, and the Jets, I think, are still a little bit of a disaster. I'm going to say Mason slightly, just because I don't like the landing spot for Fields.
I think that Fields is going to be interesting. I don't think he's going to be great,
but
I think he's going to be pretty good, and I think they have a chance to surprise some people on offense. He's got two lethal weapons, Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. That much I know. Like, they're not just two decent players. I think those are two of the best explosive threats in the whole league.
Yeah, I just wish they would have got him a good offensive coach.
Who is the coordinator there?
Offensive mind.
Who's the Jets' offensive coordinator?
Aaron Glenn's the head coach.
I didn't ask that, Limits.
I know that.
But you wanted to prove, like Malzi, even when the answer's wrong, that you do know.
No, I just wanted to say it so that I can look up and say that Tanner Engstrad is the offensive coordinator. You ever hear of him?
No.
He's a former Lions assistant.
Nope. He was the Lions passing game coordinator.
That is an assistant.
I know. But I wanted to be more specific because passing
game. You wanted to disagree with me.
No, I didn't. Although you did get his name wrong. You said Engstrad. It's Engstrand.
Strand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as bad as when I said the Zeitgeist. Reader's Digest. Or whatever in the
Rodgers
statement.
I'm sorry. I can't get over a tiny little version of Limits practicing the clarinet. I just, the sight of it is just incredible.
There has to be a picture of
me. Do they have a video of you?
Oh, there's got to be
somewhere. Tell your mom that we need a video of Limits playing the clarinet.
My dad's probably listening right now. If so, and he has a picture or video
please
of me with
along.
The clarinet, I will pass it along.
Mr. or Mrs. Limits, please send along.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.